Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's talk about the Royals game yesterday, and it was a little bit of a disappointing outing for Angel Zerpa, certainly no question about it. This is where I potentially struggle with yesterday's loss. There's no question that Angel Zerpa is part of why they lost yesterday. You can't deny that. He came in, they had a lead, he left, they didn't have the lead. It's hard to say that you weren't at least in the middle of it. This is the thing, though, and I will continue to say this. We don't have to spend too much time on this. Their offense continues to ask their rotation and their bullpen to do magic tricks. You scored two runs again yesterday. You scored one run on Monday. You scored three runs over the last 2 days against the best team in the American League and a top five offense. Eventually, you should always assume that the Yankees are going to get to four, especially at home. That's what you should assume. Every single time you should assume that. So if you were going into the fifth or sixth inning and it is a 2-0 game or a 1-0 game, you should assume you need more offense in this one. That's what you should assume. You should assume you need more offense. No one thinks in the NFL that if you go into half 13-10, that is how the game is going to end. No, your defense did not let you down in that scenario. Your offense let you down because you didn't continue to score. I don't mean to beat a dead horse. I don't need to continue to bang on the same drum. I think you guys know where my stance is. If the Royals are going to continue to score less than three runs in all of these games, then yeah, we can be mad at Angel Zerpa, and yes, he's the reason that they lost yesterday. Their biggest problem continues to be if you don't score four runs consistently, especially against good teams like they've been playing of late, you're just always going to put yourself in the danger zone where yesterday can happen. The Yankees get to their average, and you got to yours, which is two.
I think I agree with you, first and foremost. The offense is the problem. You're not winning baseball games 2-1, or at least not consistently. We're on the same page there. I do think it's fair for fans to be a little bit frustrated with yesterday's loss, though. Maybe not at Angel Zerpa, but at Matt Quatrero. Like, Jacob Milham was part of the Kings of Coffin. They put this stat out yesterday that Angel Zerpa has not been good this year against lefties. And yet, in a situation with the game on the line, hanging in the balance, it was Zerpa versus a lefty time. That's maybe not the ideal guy to go to. Now, do I think Q's in a little bit of a no-win situation because his offense can't get to three and he's got to have a rotation and bullpen and push all the right buttons to basically aim for a shutout every single night or he's going to lose the game? Yeah, that's a bad situation to be in. But I do think it's fair to say, hey, The game was on the line. You had options in the bullpen that looked better on paper than Angel Zerpa. Why didn't you go to those options? I don't know those options would have been any better. Maybe Daniel Lynch blows the game last night. Maybe they bring Urseg in and he gives up a double. We don't know the alternative. It's an alternate reality we'll never know. But I think it's fair to question, hey, the guy who has struggled against lefties this year, I know might not be the option here. And if you know and I know, I bet Q knows, it's hold them down as much as possible because my offense can't get to 4 or 5. I would have liked a better choice in the 6th there, but I don't think it's some massive, oh, the sky is falling for the bullpen take. I think Q had better options.
And I think that's a very, very fair stance to have. I just looked up runs per game while you were talking. The Yankees are averaging around 6 runs a game. They're second in Major League Baseball. The Cubs are at first this year in runs scored, and the Royals are at 29th. They're 29th this year. And I would say holding them to 4, you held them below their average. That gave you a chance to go win the game yesterday. It gave you an opportunity. You just didn't do enough there to do it. I think the bright side, the positive side about all of this is it is about to get easier here in theory. You got one more game against the Yankees today. This weekend, you go play the Detroit Tigers. You come back home next week where you got Colorado, you got Houston. Houston is 22nd in run scores. Colorado is dead last in run scores. You are almost out on the other side. I know we've said this a lot about the concept of treading water. You're almost on the other side. Don't get swept today. Try to split the series this weekend against the Tigers. And you come back, you're around 500, you're at 500, you're one game back of 500, and the schedule is going to lighten up a little bit as you continue to try to get this offense back on track. MJ Melendez hit a home run yesterday. You could sense a sigh of relief from him. You could also get it from the hitting coach. Like, you got to try to get a couple of these bats going, and if you can just hover around 500 while you're 29th in runs scored, and if you can just try to get closer to the league average, I think you can get on a little bit of a run where you can turn this thing around, at least offensively for you.
To that same glass half full approach, and it is weird because I feel like with the Royals, no matter what happens, and not just glass half empty, fans are doom and gloom. Jared Kohler, who used to work at KCTV5, he might still be at KCTV5, he put out this stat last night. Last year, the Royals offense, which is nearly identical in names, they basically had Jonathan India added to this lineup. Through the day that Vinny got hurt last year, the Royals had 4.8 runs per game last year with nearly the identical offense. So, yes, in September last year, their offense was bad. In the postseason, it had its struggles. And start this season, it's been bad. So if that's your sample size of bad, I can't argue with you. But there was a large portion of last year where this offense, which is the same parts and pieces, basically, was successful. So if you can get through the tread water moment, if you can get through to the next 5 games, and let's say you go 2-3 and you come back home for a series against the Rockies and you're 10-14, it's not great. But you know what? I feel like the Rockies and the Astros have a chance to be get right series. And if you can get back to what you were for 5-6 months last year, at these same parts and pieces, I think it's going to work out. Because pitching is still there. I know Zerpa blew it, but Waka got his team into the 6th, not giving up any runs against the Yankees. The night before, the pitching was good again against the Yankees, against the Guardians. They had one, I'm air quoting, bad outing. They are in all these games. It is just a matter of if the offense can get back to the offense was doing pre-Vinny injury last year, I feel like the team has a chance to take off, and the division is middling as well.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before, but I'm thinking it because we're talking about the New York Yankees, and the Yankees have maybe the most iconic baseball hat that is out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.